This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Shelly's sister Trina, and this is The Goodness Factor with Shelly Wade.
And I am Shelly Wade, your host of the Goodness Factor podcast. Of course, aside from reporting good news here on the podcast weekly, I can be heard on the radio daily on 94.7 The Block, New York City, playing all your favorite throwbacks from 2 to 7 p.m. New York time. It's a super fun station. So I invite you to listen whenever you can by downloading the Odyssey app and searching for 94.7 The Block. Of course, the Goodness Factor is an Odyssey podcast. Thank you so much for checking out this episode, and please do subscribe if you haven't already. So when you subscribe, you will get notified when we release new episodes on Tuesdays. And if you can, comment and interact with the podcast so that it'll be easier for new listeners to discover us. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Goodness Factor. Of course, my personal social media handles are the one and only Shelly Wade on Instagram and All the Rage with Shelly Wade on Facebook. So yeah, welcome to another episode of The Goodness Factor. Each episode starts with The Goodness Report, where we report good news from all over the world. And then we get into the Do-Gooder interview, where I shine the spotlight on good people doing good things. This episode features my conversation with Brigida Littles Ward and her daughter Zoe of Figure Skating in Harlem. They are the subject of a new docuseries on Disney Plus called Harlem Ice. Can't wait for that conversation, particularly during this Black History Month. And then after the Do-Gooder interview, I leave you with a good word. Words of positivity, inspiration, and motivation for you to take with you until the next episode. So let's get into it. Time for the Goodness Report. Hey, did you get a chance to check out the Goodness Factor episode featuring LL Cool J? It's from season one, so if you haven't caught up with all of the episodes from season one, please do so, including LL Cool J's episode. Yeah, so LL and his wife Simone are definitely doing good things for our community and society as a whole. LL and Simone are teaming up with the Pfizer platform to promote early cancer detection individual risk through the American Cancer Society Cancer Risk 360 assessment. You know, I always say I hate cancer. Don't we all hate cancer? So I'm always happy to see when someone is doing something else to combat cancer. And LL and Simone are doing just that. Simone, a cancer survivor herself, recently shared with Parade, quote, "After going through my own own battle with cancer, I felt a strong calling to help others who might be facing similar challenges, end quote. LL added, quote, our experience with cancer made us realize how crucial it is to raise awareness and encourage others to take proactive steps in their health journey, end quote. The American Cancer Society Cancer Risk 360 Assessment is a tool designed to help individuals better understand their health and cancer risk by asking questions about health history, lifestyle, and cancer screening practices. Following completion of the assessment, you will receive steps to improve your overall health and help lower your cancer risk, which can serve as a starting point for a discussion with your doctor. Please find more information by going to PfizerForAll.com. Again, that's PfizerForAll.com. And kudos to LL and Simone for their work to save lives, because early detection definitely saves lives. In other good news, an ER doctor in Fort Worth, Texas, shared a photo after someone paid his $85 bill at a restaurant and thanked him for being a great dad. How cool is that? I'm assuming the doctor was at the restaurant with his kids, and the person that paid the bill just really loved seeing him spend time with his kids. And I always say, listen, I think it's awfully cute, awfully adorable when I see dads with their kids. But when you think about it, they're supposed to be with their kids. It's what parents are supposed to do. But it is still good seeing when dads are really involved in their children's lives. And so that's why an anonymous person paid this ER doctor's $85 bill at a restaurant. And they wrote on the receipt, quote, thank you for being the dad they need you to be, regardless of who's watching. And they signed it, a retired Army medic. And good on that retired Army medic for putting that kind of energy out there. And in even more good news, employees at the Pittsburgh airport used social media to reunite a six-year-old with her stuffed animal that got left behind. Yeah, they posted a video of workers taking good care of it after they found it in baggage claim. How cute is that? They ended up posting a second video of her great-grandparents picking it up. That is so adorable. And elsewhere in the world, in good news, Taiwan just donated $1 million to help with LA wildfire relief. Half of it went to the Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation. The other half went to the Arcadia Fire Department Foundation. How cool is that? People from all the way around the world doing what they can to help with the Los Angeles wildfires here in America. This is the kind of goodness we need to see. Countries helping each other instead of going to war with each other. Speaking of the wildfires, if you haven't checked out the first episode of season 2 of the Goodness Factor podcast, featuring my interview with my friend Mark Mellinger, sharing his experiences through the Eaton wildfire, which took one of his family homes in Altadena, California, in Los Angeles County. I think you'll really enjoy hearing our meaningful conversation. Mark is giving us his family's history, generations living in Altadena, and their determination to rebuild after the wildfires earlier this year. Take the time to listen to that episode as well. More good news where firefighters are concerned. Firefighters in Denver handed out 1,000 coats to help kids stay warm this winter. Yeah, they worked with a nonprofit called Operation Warm. They handed out 600 coats last year. So the 1,000 coats they handed out this year means that they almost doubled their total this time. And that's the Goodness Report. Time for the Do-Gooder interview. Let's give Brigida Littles Ward and her daughter Zoe of Figure Skating in Harlem, the subject of Harlem Ice, the new docuseries on Disney Plus, a call.
Yes.
Hey, it's Shelley Wade with 94.7 The Block. Thanks for agreeing to have a conversation with me.
You're very welcome.
So you guys ready? Is Zoe there?
I'm going to get Zoe right now.
Okay.
Oh. Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
You're on the call with Ms. Wade.
Hi.
Hi, Zoe. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. How old are you, by the way?
18.
Oh, my God. You're a big daughter. So when your dad told me that, you know, his daughter was in the program, I don't know why I assumed you were a little girl.
Yeah. During filming, I was 16, and now I'm 18.
Okay, so let's have this conversation. So, Brigida, you are, full disclosure, Dean of Students at Figure Skating in Harlem. And Zoe, you are part of the program, and you're still a part of the program, even though you're 18 now, right?
No, not anymore. I graduated in April from the program, and now I'm in school.
Okay, so we got so much to talk about then. So, you know what, Ryan... ever since 94.7 The Block has been in existence and he's been a listener and calling, he's always mentioning figure skating in Harlem and his daughter Zoe, and now I'm finally getting to talk to you guys. Brigida, would you do me the honor and our listeners the honor of letting us all know what Figure Skating Harlem is all about?
Sure. So Figure Skating in Harlem is the first and only organization that combines figure skating education and leadership development mm-hmm. for girls of color. And so what's fantastic is girls get to develop their skills and complement some of the work they do in school and learn how to figure skate. And while and at skating, they get to be teammates and learn develop a sisterhood and learn how to collaborate with one another.
So am I right in saying that you are the only organization of your kind?
Yes. So this is an organization. There are lots of different skating programs around the country that may highlight African-American girls, but we are the only one of this kind that has education and skating.
This is so amazing. I absolutely love it. So, Zoe, when did you know? Okay, first of all, I have so many questions that they're all like rolling through my head. I don't know which one to ask first. Let me ask you, Brigida, what came first, you as the Dean of Students or Zoe as a student there?
So, in 1999, I brought my older daughter to the program. My daughter, Bria, joined the program.
Okay.
And so she was a skater. And then when I had Zoe, she joined, of course, naturally, and she wanted to be a skater as well. And then last year when Zoe graduated, I had been such an active parent in the program and the organization for over 20 years. So it was only natural when an opportunity came to me to continue to be part of the program. I retired in June from the DOE, and so I joined the organization formally as the Dean of Students.
So as Dean of Students, what does your job consist of?
So this year, one of the things that I'm doing is their SEL, social emotional learning, is a big component of the program and so important for the girls to learn some of those skills that they're not learning in school anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing a curriculum and I'm educating the girls about life skills. It's called The Edge. And so I help to implement that. I'm also working as part of the education team, somewhat as a consultant. And so there's this very strong, vibrant education team that consists of educators and career readiness and people writing curriculum around civics. And there is a tutoring program that happens online to accommodate the girls. And so I'm part of this fantastic team. And I also get a chance to interact with the girls and their families as somewhat of a liaison between education and what's happening over at the rink.
Yeah. Well, I was just really fascinated when I learned that Disney followed figure skating in Harlem around, documenting the program, and even followed you guys on a cultural exchange to South Africa. So it's for their new docuseries called Harlem Ice. And Zoe, were you a part of that?
Yeah, so I was on the synchro team, Harlem Ice pre-Drew that year, and they followed us to competitions and practices, and that was really fun. And then I was also chosen as an ambassador for South Africa, so I got to be a part of that as well.
So when you guys went to South Africa, what kinds of things did you do?
So the very first thing we did was we went to Johannesburg for about like two days, and we had like a exchange with another group of girls there, but they were boxers, so that was kind of fun. So They taught us how to box. And then we flew over to Cape Town for a surfing exchange. So those girls taught us how to surf, and we taught them how to ice skate.
I absolutely love it. You're boxing, You're surfing, you're ice skating. I absolutely love all of that. More of the Goodness Factor is just ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
And I have to imagine now, I know you told me that you've graduated from the program and you're in college now, is it, Zoe?
Yes.
What are you studying now?
I'm studying biochemistry at Temple.
Oh, wow. And how are you loving college life?
I love it here. Philly is not that different from Harlem, so I feel a little bit at home still, but it does kind of suck to be away from home, and having to say goodbye to the program I've been a part of for my entire life was definitely challenging, almost worse than graduating from high school, if I'm being honest. But.
Wow. Well, you know what, Brigida, I know you already have this sense of how amazing the program is because you were such a dedicated parent. You ended up joining the staff. But I'm fascinated with figure skating in Harlem because obviously it does so much to enhance the lives of the figure skaters and get you ready for, you know, all of the challenges that are ahead and the adventures that are ahead in life. Like, can you like make Zoe a direct correlation between something that happened in figure skating in Harlem and that it prepared you for anything you're doing in school right now?
Yeah, I think what's very unique about the program is obviously it's a program made for Black and brown girls. And I love that community, being a part of girls, like talking about our hair after school and doing dances and TikTok dances. Like, that stuff was so much fun. Mm-hmm. But when we go to competitions, those arenas were full of white people. We were the only faces of color in like spans of thousands and thousands. We had white judges, white teammates. Mm-hmm. We were getting nasty comments in bathrooms. Like, I have a lot of those kind of stories. And
really?
It's very hard. And skating is a very predominantly white sport, and people were always so amazed to see a group of Black and Hispanic girls come on ice skating to Beyonce and Michael Jackson. That was always unheard of.
Wow.
And you forget those things, like being in Harlem after school every single day and then going to Connecticut and getting comments and people talking about your music being too cultural. It's such a shift, and we forget sometimes, like even when I'm older, like I was 17, 16, and I'm still like, oh, wow, I forget that skating is a white sport. And that is how life is. Like, you know, you can grow up in a very diverse town and city, and then you come to a new place, and you have to remember that, like, the rest of the world isn't always like that. But it's helpful, and it kind of keeps us grounded and, like, teaches us how to be ourselves. Like, in the documentary, it talks about a lot of things like, we didn't change who we were. We didn't skate to classical music just because we were in Connecticut or Massachusetts. We still skated to Michael and Beyonce and Aretha Franklin. Like, we still kind of kept to ourselves, and I think that's a really important message.
Yeah, it's really disappointing. I know, Brigida, hearing that, I know as a parent you want to shield your kids from those kinds of experiences.
Absolutely.
But sadly enough, in 2025, things like that still happen, huh?
You know, and even sadly, our girls recently came back from Connecticut, and that's still going on. And I think the climate, this shift in administration is bringing some of that out again. Like, we know about people being emboldened by the current administration, and that some of that happened before when Zoe was younger. And so we keep seeing this wave of this kind of treatment. And then our goal and our job is to empower our girls, make sure that they leave us and are confident and feel really good about themselves, that they have their own body positivity. They do not always look, even physically, obviously they're brown and Black girls, but their bodies are different from some of the skaters. Mm-hmm. And that's really important for us, to make sure that they feel good, the way Zoe said, about who they are, no matter what the climate is.
Yeah, and you hear that in a lot of different industries. Say, for example, modeling or mm-hmm. or ballet. Different ethnicities have so many differences other than, to your point, skin color. Maybe
right.
Our bodies are different. You know, maybe, you know, the way our bodies are made are different. And then because people weren't used to seeing that, and they may try to make, you know, other dancers or ballerinas feel like they are not good at this sport or don't belong because it hasn't been seen before. And so what you guys are doing is really important. You're letting them know, hey, yes, you in your body can figure skate as well. In your skin color can figure skate as well.
Yes, and even there have been times when hair has been come up, like Zoe talked about. Yeah. And so you will see our girls with their braids and with their Afro puffs and their hair out and wearing their Afros or whatever it is that identifies them mm-hmm. as girls of color and that they feel good about.
I think it's a wonderful thing you're doing, and not only in allowing them, you know, opening them up to the world of figure skating in our communities, but also, putting the example out there that, hey, listen, we can do anything we put our minds to. We can
right.
achieve anything, and that's an important lesson. So, Brigida, before I let you go, I would love to know how it came about that Disney Plus asked to follow figure skating in Harlem around for this new Harlem Ice docuseries. How did that come about?
So the director, Samantha Knowles, has done some work called On Black and Missing back in 2021. And so I believe that she reached out to the CEO, Sharon Cohen, and they made it happen. And one of the goals of this docuseries is we're hoping to have our own home in Harlem. And so we want to have a state-of-the-art education center, our own rink that's year-round. Right now, the program has to borrow ice time. So we use neighboring facilities. We even go as far as to Queens.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and even up to Westchester over the summer. In order to get some ice time. And, you know, the girls, they really are very resilient because there are nights, I know as a mom, I would pick up Zoe sometimes as late as almost 9 o'clock. And so when she said, when you asked her the question of what has transferred, that time management, it was a big piece.
Yeah.
Because she was skating on a regular team. She was on synchro. She was also part of a performance team. She was she led a leadership, an executive board. So the girls were spending a lot of time at the academic center, which is on 125th, and on these different places where they were able to find some ice. And so having our own facility will be fantastic, and that's something that we're all hoping to see in the near future.
Oh, I absolutely love that. I am pushing for you guys to get that, pulling for you. And before I let you go, is there anything you want to say to our podcast listeners about the program, about figure skating in Harlem, and any shouts you want to get out, any information you want to share? Be my guest. Take it away.
Zoe, you want to go first?
I really hope everybody watches the show. I think it's sending a really important message. I know I'm so excited that even my parents, they get to see everything I was doing every day after school from 4 to 9 o'clock. You know, like, I think that's really important. I really hope that a lot of people are inspired, even if you're not an ice skater. I hope that people get to see girls doing sports. I don't know if that's like something that's taken very seriously. I know a lot of things like dance and cheerleading are not seen as real sports. I really hope that this kind of opens people's eyes and shows them that girls and black girls can do really amazing things. And yeah, I'm really excited. I hope that this reaches a lot of people.
And what about you, Brigida? What do you want to say?
We have the girls have their last competition this Monday in Pennsylvania. So go Harlem Ice. And we have an annual ice show March 22nd and 23rd, Riverbank State Park.
Oh, and how could we get tickets to that?
They can contact figureskatingandharlem.org for tickets. It's an annual showcase of all of the girls ages 6 to 18. And all of the practice and work they've done this year, they get to put on cute costumes and come out and really strut their stuff and leave it out on the ice.
FigureSkatingInHarlem.org.
Yes.
And you guys, do not forget to watch Harlem Ice, a docuseries about figure skating in Harlem on Disney Plus. Watch it and spread the word. I, again, want to thank Brigida Littles-Ward and Zoe for coming on to the Goodness Factor podcast. And special shout out to your hubby and your dad, Ryan.
Thanks.
So we appreciate you guys, and I can't wait to watch the docuseries. And I'm going to come and support you guys during
please,
the program
yes.
in March, definitely.
Oh, great. That would be wonderful to see you.
Okay, well, thank you guys again, and I will be watching on Disney Plus.
Thank you, Charlie.
Again, thanks to Brigida and Zoe for sharing their experiences with figure skating in Harlem on the podcast. And thanks to their hubby and dad, Ryan, for bringing the program to my attention. I can't wait to go and support them in person. And that's the Do-Gooder interview. Time for The Good Word. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, quote, "If I cannot do great things, I can do small things in a great way," end quote. That reminds me of why I even started the Goodness Factor podcast. I've said this on the podcast a number of times. I was motivated to do the podcast because I was overwhelmed by all of the bad negative news consistently coming down on us every day, all day. And instead of letting that get me down or keep me down, because it can get you down for sure, but instead of letting it keep me down, I said, you know what? I'm going to put goodness out there. You know, I may not be, you know, like a famous person, or I may not be like someone with the kind of influence as, I don't know, of a president or someone like that, but I am one individual putting goodness out there. And what I'm doing counts. I may be doing it in a smaller way, but it still counts. So as Dr. King said, if you can't do great things, you can do small things in a great way. So I'm putting goodness out into the universe. You're putting goodness out into the universe. Someone else is putting goodness out into the universe. And before you know it, you combine all of our good energy we're putting out there, then it's there to rival all of that bad and negative energy that those people are putting out there. So if I cannot do great things, I can do small things in a great way. And that's the good word. And that wraps up this episode of The Goodness Factor, created, produced, and hosted by yours truly, Shelley Wade, with Zach Clark as our development producer. Thanks, Zach. We drop new episodes on Tuesdays, so be sure you subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. Also, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Goodness Factor. And be sure to follow me as well. My personal Instagram is the one and only Shelley Wade, and my Facebook page is All the Rage with Shelley Wade. Sure do love you for listening. Please do spread the word about the Goodness Factor, because listen, I will admit, a few days ago, I was so overwhelmed with all of the crazy news that was going on. I had to go on a news fast. I turned the news off and didn't turn it on for the rest of the day, because I just couldn't. So if you're like me, you have to actively seek out good news. So if you know other people who want more good news in their lives, and we can all use more good news in our lives, right? Let them know to subscribe to The Goodness Factor so they can get their weekly dose of good news. The Goodness Factor. Subscribe, spread the word. Love you for listening. I'll talk to you next episode. Mwah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.